This is Monday Night Fallout with your hosts, Double L, Loverboy Langlois, Minister of Sinister, and T-Rock Plutonium. And now, it's time for Fallout.
God, guys, Dean Ambrose lost. Wow. Like, oh my God. What a surprising surprise from the greatest Raw in the history of mankind. I mean, I've never seen anything like tonight. It was, if I had to rate it, I would give it 1,000,000 out of 10. Like, matches we've never seen before. So much action and things that are happening. I mean, it is utterly ridiculous how amazing and wonderful Monday Night Raw was tonight. This show is the greatest show in the history of mankind. And I can't believe 13 days until WrestleMania. Oh, my God. How is WrestleMania gonna top tonight's Raw? I have absolutely no idea, but we're going to talk about it. We have an hour to do so, and I don't know how we're going to fit all those commercial breaks in this 1 hour, but my God, I've never seen anything like it. There must have been at least 1,000 commercial breaks. This is amazing. WrestleMania season is heating up. My God, Monday Night Raw. What an amazing piece of anus leakage I've ever seen. Ladies and gentlemen, might I introduce the IWC World Heavyweight Champion, Minister!
An amazing piece of anal leakage? Oh my God, T-Rock.
Yeah, and it just kept dripping, you know? So it wasn't just like one drop of anal leakage. It was many.
Dripping.
It kept dripping, and every so often, WWE would fart out a commercial, and then every so often, a chunk of crap would come out. Baron Corbin is what I named that chunk of turd, Baron Corbin. My God, this show had to have been the greatest piece of garbage I've ever seen in my life. Oh, and I'm T-Rock Plutonium, by the way, Pete, if you didn't know.
It was a long show. It just seemed I fell asleep at the end. I was asleep. I was dead out. I had to be woken up from a slumber.
Well, you should be awake for this.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, your IWC Legends Champion, Chris Lee.
Look, we all say that every Raw is fucking bad, but I'm about to really fucking tell you this right fucking now. This was the worst motherfucking Raw in 2019. I swear to God. What I saw tonight was fucking horrid. This was fucking trash. This was fucking horrid.
Just so we know what we're talking about tonight, let me go over the rundown and what I titled this show, because it's pretty apt.
Right.
Tonight's titled Fallout Raw 325, where nothing happens. WrestleMania is a joke, and the WrestleMania main event was announced. And the dumpster fire that is Monday Night Raw bores us all, and we'll waste 60 minutes tonight to talk about this pile of garbage. We have a pointless beat the clock challenge to talk about. Matches we've seen 1,000,000 times before. Baron Corbin is god-awful. The Universal Champion no-shows. And WWE should be ashamed of themselves. So let's start off with anal leakage known as Monday Night Raw. And the first bit of anal leakage we get is this, the women are the stars of WrestleMania now, the main event of WrestleMania, and why not have a beat-the-clock challenge that means absolutely nothing to nobody? And again, I'm going to mute Christian because his fan is too loud. Minister of Sinister, what did you think of a pointless beat-the-clock challenge that had absolutely no stakes, pointless in every way, and I had to see Beaky's ugly face?
The whole time, I'm sitting there thinking, before I even said anything, I was sitting there thinking to myself, what are the stakes here? What's at stake? What the fuck is this? There was nothing at stake there. It was just a freaking pointless fucking beat-the-clock challenge. She was right. Becky Lynch was right. No. Ronda Rousey was right when she said that it was just a gimmick, when she herself made fun of it. I mean, this one was even worse than that. It had nothing. Nothing was at stake. They just went out there and did it just to do it. I mean, it was fucking shit, man.
Corey Graves said it was to build momentum toward WrestleMania. That's what match was. The beat the clock challenge was all about momentum. Hey, Christian, momentum.
This was the worst opening segment of Raw in history. None of these women look fucking good. And let me tell you something. Nobody gave two fucks that this match is main eventing tonight. Nobody gave no fucking reaction at all. Nobody cares about this match no more. I can't believe I'm fucking saying this, but heel Ronda is worse than babyface Ronda. I don't know how that's happened, but it's fucking happened. Heel Ronda is worse than fucking babyface Ronda.
Well, and the worst part is it's going to main event WrestleMania, an 8-hour show, right? So nobody's going to care at the end. Like, nobody's going to give a fuck. Kofi's going to win. Seth is going to lose. And other things are going to – the demon will come back. People are going to be out of it. They're going to be totally done by the end of the night. And then this shit's going to happen. And then Becky Lynch is going to end the night leaving or winning the championship. Blah, blah, blah. WrestleMania is a joke. And so let's move on because we have a whole hour to cover this nonstop garbage pile. Finn Balor versus Bobby Lashley and Jinder Mahal. We've never seen these two wrestle ever at all. And Jinder Mahal, oh my God, like what a great tag partner. He is the most credible person to pair with Bobby Lashley. And yet Finn Balor wins again. So, you know, this is really building the stakes up. And, you know, makes him the underdog, Minister.
And we've been watching the same shit since, October, I think it's been. Since October, I think we've been watching the same freaking match every week on Raw. So they added Jinder Mahal to it. Big fucking deal. It was still crap. We still have Finn Balor jumping on people. The Singh brothers still always get fucked in the end, just as usual. I noticed that the other little cat wasn't around. The little black guy, Bobby Lashley's sidekick, Leo Rush, wasn't around at the end. He was nowhere to be found. But the Singh brothers ended up getting it, of course, at the end. It's always the same shit with these guys. You can just call what's going to happen. It's just fucked up, man. Why are we still getting the same fucking match?
Well, and you remember years ago when Finn Balor came, I said, what is his finishing move? He's jumping on people from the top? Like, what is that? And what is that?
He's still fucking doing it.
Christian from Philadelphia. Christian. Wow. New pair-ups and a new direction.
Fucking garbage. This was all fucking garbage. The IC title's a fucking joke. Finn Balor's a fucking joke. He's back to being irrelevant after a meaningless, disappointing match with Brock Lesnar at Royal Rumble. And fuck Lashley. This whole thing was a fucking joke. It's a farce. Fuck this shit. And fuck their match at WrestleMania. It's going to be one of the worst matches in that fucking card. Fuck WrestleMania at this point.
Well, speaking of garbage, Elias seemed to be wandering New York City in the rain. We don't need to talk about that because nobody cares. Then the Revival versus Aleister Black and Ricochet. Oh, my God, I've never seen this before. I was so excited to see this fresh new matchup. And Aleister Black and Ricochet beat the Revival yet again. And then on commentary they said, well, this may give them an opportunity for the tag title. How many times do you have to beat the tag champions to get an opportunity? Usually it's one time. Or if it's SmackDown, you can just announce your shot. I'm going to be in the match. But no, on Raw, you have to beat the champions 12, 13 times with two single superstars who shouldn't even be wrestling together. But another wonderful match that we've seen a million times. And Ricochet and Aleister Black win. Minister of Sinister. Man, WWE sure does like to fucking ream you up the ass. Like you said earlier, that the Singh brothers took it up the ass tonight. No, I think it was the fans and us watching at home.
Oh, man, when you put it like that. Yeah, they really did, man. They took it. Now I don't know why I'm feeling a little sore back there, man. Holy shit. Yeah, man, it was WWE up my ass tonight with this crap. Same fucking thing we've seen, what, for the last 6 weeks, ever since these guys came on? It's been the same freaking match every week, and they win. They win. It's just like you said, they fucking win after week. How many fucking matches do they need? Put the titles. You figure if they'd have the titles going into the fucking championship by now. More crap. More crap, man.
Hey, Christian, how awesome was this match?
It was fucking boring. I've seen it a million times. But you know what the worst fucking part is? The fucking B team is a better world Raw Tag Champions than the fucking Revival. Because ever since they won the fucking belts, they didn't lose constantly in Raw. Ever since the fucking Revival won these stupid belts, they've been losing every fucking week. They're not fucking champions. They're fucking chumps. Get rid of these fucking assholes already. You obviously don't give a fuck about this team. Why the fuck you still have them employed? Release their fucking contracts already. You obviously don't give a fuck about tag divisions anymore. So cancel the fucking tag division now at this point. Nobody gives a fuck about tag team wrestling in WWE. So why don't you just fucking cancel it already, you fuckers? You obviously
don't
care about it.
Fuck them. Give me what I want. All right. So, Drew McIntyre comes out to the ring and says, I want to face Roman Reigns. And then Roman Reigns comes out and says, don't talk about my family. And Roman clocks him, and then Drew gives him the Nakamura. And that's that. And a Claymore kick for good measure, and there we go. And Dean Ambrose is back, apparently, and he's going to face Drew McIntyre again. Because, of course it is. Minister, what did you think of the Drew-Joe promo?
Drew comes out. Let's see here. He did the whole thing with the Nakamura kick. Yeah. Oh, Joe. Okay, I see. You're calling him Joe Roman Reigns. You're fucking freaking me out over here, man. Joe. Yes, Joe. Oh, man. It was just the same fucking shit again. Roman Reigns at the end, selling the fucking, the cancer still. We all know where this is headed. It's fucked up, man. The Roman chants were out in full force tonight. Just more of the same, man. This is not what you expect 2 weeks before WrestleMania. This whole fucking show was crap, man, and it shows. I feel sorry for everybody that's wasting a shitload of money to go to this thing. I mean, it's one thing for the people that can afford it, you know what, fuck it, we're going to go and we're going to have a good fucking time. And they're going to go without expectations. But for the poor people that fucking have to save money, this is a lot of fucking money, dude, to go to a big event like that and to fucking fly and get the room and all that shit, man. And, I mean, it's going to be crap. It's going to be crap, man, and it's already showing. We can see it already.
I feel sorry for us having to talk about this shit every fucking week.
It's
and
hard.
I'm sorry. If the Monday, if the Raw after WrestleMania, if it does not blow our socks off, this is the two more, one more next week, and then the Raw after WrestleMania, and that's it. And you know what? We're not doing a WrestleMania after show because it'll be like 2 a.m, and who gives a shit? You know, like, we're not doing. I'd love to.
The next night.
Yeah, we'll talk about it on the final episode of Monday Night Fallout, unless WWE does something amazing and like CM Punk's mic drop, but doubtful. Christian, what do you think of this promo?
I don't give a fuck. Drew's going to get fucking buried. The Roman agenda is going to get shoved down our fucking throats already. It's right. It's written between the walls that Drew is never going to be the top guy. That they're going to Vince will always suck Roman's cock, and he will shove Roman down our fucking throats. It's already written
shove
between
Roman's
the walls.
Shove Roman's cock down our throats. Yes, he will shove Roman's cock down
in
our throats.
In third person, no less. Roman accepts.
In third person. Through the TV, nothing but deep throat Linda Lovelace action. All right, go to WrestleCorp.com and join the conversation. Who gives a fuck? Sasha Banks versus Natalya. Oh, now here we start heating up in another classic five-star match. That is the – oh, my God. I was watching this match, and all I kept thinking was, oh, I can't believe I'm witnessing history as we see it in this. And my God. And then I never would have expected Nia Jax and Tamina to come. And then Bayley and oh, man, this was Beth Phoenix's best moment. At least Natalya got to say her father's going into the Hall of Fame. And that's good. But Minister, what you think of this amazing thing that we've seen over and over and over again?
Just I'm telling you, man, this is one of the best segments of the night. No, I'm kidding, man. I actually missed this segment. I'm reading it as you're talking about it, and it looks like I missed nothing. But yeah, I missed this I was outside scoring a dime bag at the time, so I don't know what to tell you, man, but yeah, I missed this segment.
Hey, Mumra, how you doing in the chat? Mumra's in the chat. What's up? Go to WrestleCorp.com.
Mumra.
Talk to Mumra. Christian. Oh, my God, Christian.
They literally repeated the same shit that they did last week. In fact, this whole show was a fucking repeat to last week, but even fucking worse somehow. Fucking Drew McIntyre cutting the same fucking promo. Sasha Banks and Natalya having the same fucking match. Dean against fucking Drew in the main event. This is a fucking repeat. This show was a fucking farce. Fuck this show. This was fucking awful.
All right, so Alexa Bliss and Braun Strowman are out there. Alexa's having her moment of bliss. Braun Strowman comes out. And then Colin Jost and Michael Che are on the screen. And I must say, him putting the Yankee hat on was probably the best part of the entire show. And I actually liked this segment because it was funny. And now they're going to be in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal on the pre-show of WrestleMania. So that adds a lot of intrigue into this, I guess, and Minister, what did you think of this?
Oh, man, this had to be the most boring segment ever on Monday Night Raw. I mean, it has to be in there in the top 10 of the most boring of all time in Monday Night Raw. Holy crap, man. This was real bad. I wish we had some type of meter as to see where people were going, changing the channel during this shit. I was just sorry I watched it all. I actually fucking watched it and paid attention and laughed maybe a little bit one time. That was it. I mean, this was just one of the worst segments ever. Clearly, Raw is fucking dying, at least for me. It has already died a slow, long, miserable fucking death, man. And here I am still fucking hanging on talking about it for some reason.
Well, we're doing a show, and you're paying money for it. Sophia, ooh, you must love this one.
Oh, I fucking hate it. Threw the remote on my TV. Thank God my TV didn't fucking break. But fuck this segment. You know what's going to be more fucked up? If fucking Braun Strowman literally gets eliminated by these two fucking jackasses, that will be the death of his fucking career. If he gets eliminated by these two jackasses at the Battle Royal. That would be the death of his career right there.
the death of his career. Well, speaking of career suicide, the next match was Baron Corbin versus Apollo Crews.
Oh.
Like, how could Raw get any better? Oh, my God. The crowd was silent for this. And I, oh, my God. I came 10 times during this match, I guess. Minister, Baron Corbin versus Apollo Crews.
Yeah. The only thing good that could have come out of this match would have been if Apollo Crews would have won again, solidifying his win last week. But, of course, that didn't happen. We already surmise that Corbin's going to end up losing somehow to Cena so that Cena can take his spot against Angle. At least that's what we're thinking is going to happen. If that's the case, obviously they're setting up another pre-show extravaganza with Crews and Corbin. But, yeah, man, holy shit, man. What the fuck are we doing talking about this at this point? This is the worst shit ever, man. I mean, Raw has gotten so bad that I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Yet here I am.
Christian.
Well, I was expecting fucking Cena tonight. This was fucking Boston, Massachusetts. Especially since everybody was expecting fucking Cena tonight to interfere with this whole Baron Corbin shit. We have one more week. Next week is the go-home show. What the fuck are they waiting for? At WrestleMania? This is fucking horrible. Fuck this shit. Fuck Baron Corbin. The guy sucks. The guy's character sucks. But Apollo Crews sucks. Everything sucks in this fucking show.
I'm going to make it a point this week to listen to other guys like Raj Geary and some of these other guys that talk about this shit that do it for a living. I want to hear how they're fucking doing it, what they're saying. I want to hear if in good conscience they fucking like this shit. How in the fuck
they do, though, Minister? They do all the time. They like, yeah, this was good. This was good. They do. Like, you go listen.
How,
like,
the fuck?
I don't know, but they I'm sure they're not gonna like a lot of it. But I'm telling you, they have to like some of it so that they can get the news from WWE. I think that's how that works. So, but Seth Rollins came to the ring and he cut a promo, and then Paul Heyman came out. Oh, wow, Paul Heyman, wasn't expecting that. And Paul Heyman cut another promo, and then the same shit. Minister, what'd you think of this?
Well, it would have been better if Paul Heyman would have pissed himself, but that didn't happen. There at the end when he took a dive on the stage. I mean, that would have really been cool if he would have pissed himself. But he didn't follow through on that. He didn't, you know, go through with that. That was a bit of a letdown, though. I mean, you know, after we saw him glistening a few weeks ago for some other shit pay-per-view a couple of months back or whatever. I mean, you know, I expected a little bit of piss, you know, 2 weeks away from WrestleMania. Something. I mean, you know, you're not going to have fucking Brock Lesnar there to sell it or something. Have Paul Heyman piss himself at least. You know, I mean, you know he'd be down for it, but, and so then we ended up getting the match with Kurt Angle coming out and talking
we're
shit
not,
about
so, yeah, we're not there yet, though. Christian,
yeah.
Did you know that Brock Lesnar is the Universal Champion? Did you know that? Because I would have not guessed since he's not there ever.
Did you know that he's one of the greatest Universal Champions in history? That's what I'm fucking being told in the WWE fucking channel. That's what I'm fucking being told. No, but seriously, this is fucking bullshit. This was the worst Seth Rollins promo I've ever heard in my entire life. This was written by a fucking 5-year-old. Brock Lesnar is a bully. And that bully has taken advantage of us. What the fuck? This was written by a fucking 5-year-old at this point.
Well, now, well, we're invested. We're in the match now. I'm in the match. I want my WrestleMania payday. Where's my WrestleMania payday? If the universe is now in the match, I want to know. Actually, no, I don't. And for those of you who think in 5 minutes we're going to go to a break, we're not, because I want to get through this fucking shit show as quick as possible, and then we'll be done. Because I don't want to spend another 35 minutes talking about this garbage. I don't really care. Maybe next week we got our predictions, so that'll add another... Does it? Does if not, maybe not. And then, of course, Minister of Sinister on Thursday nights is new time. Friday, Joe Bates, and Saturday, the Omega Opinion might happen, but Batman and Christian will happen. And then, of course, Sunday, the Greatest Talk Show might happen as well, because Mark D'Arturian is on a great journey that the world needs to hear. But let's get back to the riveting Monday Night Raw. Kurt Angle versus Samoa Joe. This was a good match that took place during a commercial break. Because, like, they came back from commercial, and then they showed, like, three German suplexes, the senton. Like, the entire match happened in a commercial break. And when they came back, Kurt Angle just looked like he I don't even know, was he there? What, did he he was just looked like he was just wandering around in the ring. Like, just wandering around. Minister of Sinister, Samoa Joe versus Kurt Angle for his last match in this dumb-ass place.
Well, I was really expecting more. I would have liked to have seen Samoa Joe really beat him down, but, you know, Kurt Angle's on his last tour, so obviously that wasn't going to happen. A quick roll-up is how it went down. Joe got stunned by the pin. And, I mean, you know, it's a good way to put Angle out there. I thought, you know, I would have liked to have seen the match, like you said, though. I mean, it was poorly done, but that had to do with, you know, I guess the in-ring, the stage manager, whoever the fuck you blame for that. Something went wrong there because they missed all the match. Nothing was shown on TV except for the very end. But anyway, yeah, I would have liked to have seen that match. Kurt Angle, you know, I had been hating on Kurt Angle for a while, and I was really against him coming back to WWE after, you know, all the shit he did and how he did it and blah, blah, blah. But then, you know, he came back, and it's like, oh, man, I'm glad this guy's back. And so it's good to see him back, man. It's good to see him get this go around in his last hurrah and all that shit. And I'll tell you what, frankly, I think I'm going to miss him when he's gone. I'm going to miss him when he's gone. But I still would like to see him take that one last proper ass beating. And I was hoping Joe would deliver that tonight, but apparently.
No, Baron Corbin's going to do it at WrestleMania. Baron Corbin is going to. And you all think that Cena's coming in this. No. The WWE is not going to do that. They're going to go with it because they know it's on the pulse of everybody. As a 90-year-old fucking walking zombie of a man who likes to push people in their pools and writes like a 5-year-old. He knows what's on the pulse of whatever. And Christian, what'd you think of this?
I don't give a fuck what Batman says anymore. Everyone who holds the United States Championship is a fucking loser. Joe's a fucking loser. I'm sorry. I can't take any of his promos seriously because he never backs up whatever the fuck he says. He acts tough like he's saying he's going to put people to sleep. But so far, he loses every fucking match he's been in. He lost to Rey Mysterio, and now he's losing to an fucking elderly Kurt Angle. What a fucking loser Joe has become, dude. One of the biggest disappointments ever, dude. Joe is a fucking disappointment.
All right. Well, on that note, we got Triple H cutting a promo. Actually, this is probably the best thing on all night. And he broke kayfabe a couple times, jobbed to an envelope, and now his career is on the line for WrestleMania. Minister of Sinister.
This was when I fell asleep right here. He fucking put me straight to sleep with that promo. It might have been a good promo, man, but holy shit, his delivery, man. He put me straight to fucking sleep, man, and I'm reading about it now. It sounds like I did miss a... You know, he went into Deacon Batista and shit. And Diva, I missed all that, man. He put me right to sleep, man. So, fuck Triple H. And he's my guy, too. I've always been a Triple H mark, but fuck him for putting me to sleep during the best part of the night. Get the fuck out of here.
Christian, Triple H's career is on the line.
Well, what can I tell you except my fucking prediction is going great that Ric Flair is gonna fucking cause Triple H the match. Now his fucking career is on the line. Now I've been saying this for fucking weeks that Ric Flair is on it and he's gonna cause Triple H the match. And lo and behold, it's now a no holds barred. His fucking career is on the line, And they keep mentioning Ric Flair's going to fucking betray Triple H at WrestleMania. That's all I'm saying.
They're fucking with your mind, dude.
No.
They're fucking with your mind. They're setting it up real pretty for you in your mind, dude. I've been there way too many times, man. I've been there way too many fucking times, Christian. I've seen this fucking, this ain't my first rodeo. You understand? And you fucking painted a real nice picture, man. And you're going to be so fucking let down when that doesn't happen. I would love to see it happen. I would love to fucking get on board with you and say, yeah, man, that's what's going to go down, and get all fucking, get all gung-ho about it. But that shit ain't going to happen, man.
You're not going to get that. You're not going to get Cena. You're not going to get what you want. You're going to get what WWE gives you, which is a big steaming pile of shit. As they put out a big steaming pile of, I don't want to do this show because of this fucking shit. I like talking to you fuckers and everybody else, but WWE, I would love if WCW was still on the air, because I would be watching that. And then, this reminds me of that time in WWE where they had Sergeant Slaughter main eventing and nothing and all the stars left. And it was awful.
That's
and
exactly
I would just
what
I would watch. I watched WCW the entire show every week, and then the last 5 minutes, I turned to Raw just to see what happened. That's all. And
maybe
I feel like
maybe this is why Nikki Bella retired early. Maybe this is why she retired, because she wanted to get away from this bullshit.
All right, so we got one more match, and then we'll end this because it's like torture. Dean Ambrose versus Drew McIntyre in the fastest last man standing match I've ever seen, 10 minutes. And they managed to get it done. And, oh, Lord, Dean Ambrose lost. What? Unexpected. Jeez. Minister of Sinister, what did you think of the main event of Monday Night Raw?
Slept right through it, man. Triple H did a number on me. I woke up right at the very end when I was getting woken up and shit. Hey, you got to get up, man. You got a show to do. And fucking Dean Ambrose was rolling around or whatever the hell. I heard something about Claymore kick or some shit, and that was that, man. I slept right through it.
All right. Christian, what did you think of this main event?
Repetitive, bullshit, garbage, lame, all that in one sentence. This is fucking garbage. Terrible. Dean Ambrose is a fucking bum and a loser. I hope he leaves. I can't wait for him to leave out of this bullshit. Now it's not a fucking work anymore. I don't think this is a fucking work. I think this is fucking for real, and he's fucking leaving now at this point.
I think that Dean Ambrose actually got the one of the biggest pops of the night, and he actually did, like, it's a shame he's leaving, because he's actually doing a really, really good job at what he's doing. But fuck that. That's the end of fucking Shithole Raw. Before we go, let's get our ratings. Christian, Minister, what would you give Monday Night Raw tonight?
I'm going to give it a 1 out of 10. 1 out of 10.
1 out of 10. All right. Christian, what do you give Raw tonight?
Nah, fuck that. This show deserves to fucking die. 0 out of 10. This show needs to fucking die. Fucking die.
I am going to give this show a 5. A negative 5 out of 10. -5. Fuck you, Vince, for making me not want to enjoy my Monday nights. Fuck you, Vince, because I've watched this shit for so long, and I have wonderful memories of the WWE. But WrestleMania is going to be 12 hours of the nonstop, worst, boring, I don't care. Like, who gives a fuck? Like, Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Like, AEW can't come fast enough, and hopefully something happens, because this can't go on. I don't know. And I feel bad that Fallout's going to have to suffer, but whatever. All right, so That's great. IWC Revolver's coming soon, which will be is always better than anything Monday Night Raw can put on, and it's going to be great. Minister versus Double L for the IWC title. Christian versus Batman for the Legends Championship with Joe Bates as a special guest referee. Best Friends NXT versus me, T-Rap Plutonium, for the World Generation Championship. Yeah, just a whole bunch of good stuff coming. Suitcase, briefcase, but not from WWE. All right, let's close ourselves out in reverse order. Christian from Philadelphia, please. Close yourself out. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Fuck women's history. Fuck this shit. I don't give a fuck if this is the main event of WrestleMania. Obviously, nobody else cared either because Boston couldn't give two fucking flying fucks about it. Fuck Raw. It needs to fucking die. Fuck the WWE. They're a bunch of fucking low-level, nonsensical fucking douchebags. And fuck you, Vince. You old bastard. You have ruined professional wrestling for everybody, and you have killed our fucking pride and joy for doing this show now. Fuck you, you motherfucker.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Christian from Philadelphia. And if you want to hear more of Christian's praise for WWE, you can hear him on Fatal 4-Way Radio on Thursday, or his own show on Saturday, where he and Batman will talk wonderfully about this dump week. Actually, SmackDown tomorrow will be good because Kurt Angle versus AJ Styles. Kofi Kingston will get his title match somehow. I don't know how that happens, but I'm sure it's gonna. Minister, close yourself out.
Yes, yes. And yeah, you can check out Christian and Batman. I have a good show, man. It's very informative. You can talk about some old shit that went down and even on TNA and stuff. Some of the stuff is really, really good. I like it. So check them out on Saturdays, and of course my show on Thursdays. Also check me out on Old Grumpy Radio, where I was featured this week on Bros on oldgrumpyradio.com. I think you can find that. You can find it on oldgrumpyradio.com, Bros Panties and Sports, and you can also find it on YouTube as well. So check me out there. That was
or you can
last
share it on
episode.
Your Facebook page. You can share it on the World Generation Facebook
yeah,
page
I'll
if you really
share, yeah, I'll do that. How about that? I'll fucking share
all
it.
All right.
There you go. Thank you.
That sounds good.
And that's it.
You should be doing
I'm
that
out.
Anyway. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Minister! Minister! IWC World Heavyweight Champion, the only heavyweight champion who shows up every single week, unlike boring Lesnar. All right, and I am T-Rock Plutonium, and we have two more Monday Night Fallouts until this show ends. And hopefully the only one who can save it is Vince McMahon, and that's not going to fucking happen. So enjoy it while you can. Mumra, thank you for joining us in the chat. Everybody else who listened, thank you for listening. Like I said, two more shows. Next week we have our prediction show, so it should be fun because we get to predict WrestleMania. That's going to be pretty awesome, right? No. Yes. No. Yeah, yeah. Next week is the go-home. Yeah. Okay. So we'll predict WrestleMania and see how that goes. And then tomorrow there might be a Santori show. There might not. He gets drunk all the time now, so who knows about that. The World Generation Podcast Network is going down in flames, and we're glad that you are here to witness the carnage live right here. And so thank you, Mumra. Thank you, Minister. Thank you, WrestleCorp. Fuck you, Spirit Squad, Nikki and Vince. Thank you, Christian, and everybody else. So we'll see you guys next week for our prediction show. Hopefully things get better. I don't think so. I'm T-Rock Plutonium. Why? Because it's what makes time travel possible. If you smell what T-Rock is cooking, we'll see you guys next week on one of the last episodes of Monday Night Fallout on the World Generation Podcast Network. Be there.
been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is Alive.